السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, let's all be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has enabled us together in obedience to Him. He has enabled us to come together and worship together. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to be, inshaAllah, together in Jannatul Firdaus and amongst those who will be forgiven and get the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a beautiful dua when we come for Fajr. The dua of Noor, the supplication of Noor. Wallah, make O place Noor, the light, in my speech, in my tongue, in my sight, in my hearing, above me, beneath me, right hand side, left, all around, and the end. Allahumma ja'alni nura. Wallah, make me, my whole body, my whole self, the nafs, a nur. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua on his way to Fajr. And the person who reads this, in day of Qiyamah, we are in need of nur, light. There are so many ways we can accumulate light. The Quran is a light for us. The good a'mal that we do is going to be light for us. The wudu that we perform for every salah. Through that wudu, that our limbs of our body will be shining, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize us through that wudu, inshaAllah. Ghurra muhajjarin min athari al-wudu. So these are all nur. And then this dua will be a means of nur for us in day of Qiyamah, inshaAllah. So we will be light. We will be shining. And not only that, in this world we are in need of that nur. Month of Ramadan is for that. Allah has blessed us with that month. But this month is coming to an end. We are approaching the last few days and the few nights. Tomorrow is going to be the last Yawm al-Jum'ah for this year, month of Ramadan. And then we have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday. Most probably it's going to be, the Wednesday is going to be the Eid al-Fitr. Let us all humble ourselves and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accept us. We should not leave this month, or this month should not leave us in a condition where our sins are not forgiven, our souls are not purified, where we don't attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our souls are not freed from hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us utaqa'u min al-nar. The Quran and Surah Al-Baqarah and the first juz we were going through, there is a beautiful connection between it. After month of Ramadan, immediately the beginning month is month of Shawwal and Dhul-Qa'da and Dhul-Hijjah. And you ask ulama kiram, from month of Shawwal till the end of Dhul-Hijjah, these months are considered as a month of Hajj. Month of Hajj. Ramadan finishes, the Ummah prepares themselves for Hajj. Not only the Haji, the Ummah, but we need to prepare ourselves for Hajj. In the first juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, speaks about month of Ramadan and what we're supposed to attain in month of Ramadan. The taqwa, the shukr, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we build a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Bani Israel, and all this is there. Bani Israel, in Surah Baqarah, all these are spoken. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then from Ibrahim alayhi salam is beginning. So month of Hajj is full of the legacy of who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. We go back to the origin. We go back to where everything began. We go back. Ibrahim alayhi salam went back to the place where Allah chose that earth. Allah chose that place to be awwal bayt. The first place that Allah, you know, selected to call as Baytullah, Allah's house. Allah's house. And Ibrahim alayhi salam went and raised that. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for that place. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for the people of Makkah. And Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for the entire progeny. Allah mentioned in the end, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam together, when they raised the foundation of the house, once they're done with that, they say, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. O Allah, accept from us, and you are a Sami', you are a will. You are very good, attentive listener. You can listen everything. You can pick up every single thing. And Alim, you have knowledge about every single thing. When Allah, generally, with regard to actions, few things Allah, ending, Sami'un Alim, Khabirun bima ta'amadun, Khabirun bima ta'amadun, Khabir. Allah ends with these things, which Allah is well aware of what we are doing, well aware of our actions, well aware of whatever happens, whatever goes through our mind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the entire dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Some of the ulama karam says that when we come to the end of any ibadah, any act of worship, end has to be full of humbleness, gratitude, istighfar, asking forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and glorifying Allah. We say, it's Allah. We humble ourselves. Oh Allah, you made us. You enable us to do that. The attitude of humbleness brings success in our life, in any field. When you have the attitude of arrogance, you become a stupid guy. Because that arrogance hits into your head and you make stupid decisions. But when you humble yourself, you humble yourself, you ask Allah, Wallah, you gave me this strength. If you know, I see a lot of youngsters, when you have a team sport, you play together, or any achievement, especially in the sport, the special achievement in the sport, when you do, Allahu Akbar, you see that you humble yourself and then you see that the success in your life. Whenever success, you become arrogant, then your failure begins. Your failure begins. A brother dropped me, he's back home, a very popular rugby player. He played 20 years for Sri Lankan national rugby team, a Muslim brother, was half back. So he's like a well-known guy back. Now he's migrated here. So he was giving me a lift. Right? I asked, how's life? He has a kid here. He's, you know, he left everything. I asked, what does the sport have taught you? You know, he's a sportman. He said, sport have made me humble and taught me that everything is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon as I take the ball, you know, the halfback, I don't know whether, Scandinavians are good rugby players as well. Yeah. If you take the rugby ball, is not round, right? It is this way. Right? So soon as I see, I kick it. Once it leaves my feet, not in my control, I just see. I just pray. And then sometime I kick so perfect, it goes near the post and then it turns out. Sometime if on my feet it's leave, it's not a perfect shot. I knew when it left my foot, it's not a perfect shot. And I was going out. I will look at down, but then suddenly I see it goes like this, it's turned into the post. So this is a lesson I have learned. In life, we are not in control, that Allah is in control. For me, as a sportman, My work is to kick. That's it. And the rest, he takes over. So it humbles me so much. Allahu Akbar. I never expected an answer from him in this way. In every field that you go on, you have that. So, and he's a successful sportsman. And then the success, he says, success for 20 years. I played for the national team. I was very successful. My key for success is humble. Whenever I achieve something, I humble myself and I tell Allah, oh Allah, it's you. It's you. You give me this. In life, we need to humble ourselves. Whatever happens, it's not us. We come for Fajr, we cannot be arrogant. Walk out with a lot of humbleness, saying, Allah, you chose me. Amongst there are so many slaves, but you chose me to come. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, except from me, except from my son Ismail alayhi salam, and except my progeny. His entire dua was this. And this should be our worry. I've been always telling brothers, we have migrated and come into this part of the world. Our worry has to be that our progeny continue this mission of Iman and Islam and serving humanity. That should be our dua. But you see the environment outside. Allahu Akbar. The environment is really challenging. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one. Yaqub alayhi salam was asking, when the mouth, the death approach, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَىٰ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ After me, whom are you going to worship? Whom are you going to worship? All the children, they gave a word, نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكْ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكْ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَإِسْمَعِيلْ وَإِسْحَاقْ إِلَهَ وَاحِدَ The same people who gave the word in Surah Baqarah in the beginning said they what? ثُمَّ اتَّخَطْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ They actually took the calf as their Lord. Allah protect us. That should be our continuous dua, continuous acceptance that we go on. And then my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the end, emphasize, this deen is deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا كُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ مُشْرِكِينَ It's a millah حَنِيفًا It's a very pure, this is a pure religion, everywhere. In between, you know, people have brought corruption into it. The only one religion Allah revealed, that is Islam and Millah Hanifa. That is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without describing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That purely worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But we are sinners. We make mistakes. Allah is there to forgive us. But when it comes to our deen, when it comes to our deen, it is Millah, Ibrahim, Hanifa. And then we need to qulu amanna billah, wama unzila ilayna, wama unzila ala Ibrahim, wa Ismail, wa Ishaq, wal asbati, wama utiya Musa wa Isa, wama utiya nabiyuna min rabbihim, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin minhum, wa nahnu lahu muslimun. Oh, now. Allah is confirmed. He said, okay, you're saying that, but we will believe in whatever revealed to you, whatever revealed before you, whatever revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and all the prophets, we will not differentiate between any prophets. For us, all prophets are equal. Equally we respect them. Equally we love them. But when it comes to virtue, greatness, we believe the virtue and greatness is given more to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the virtue and greatness is given to Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Adam alayhi salam. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ إِمْرَانَ All these people are given extraordinary virtue from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam alayhi salam is the first human being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the iman, the same faith the Hanifa, Millata Ibrahim Hanifa, the Millah, which is, you know, Hanafiyah, that is purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was revived by Ibrahim alayhi salam. It was continued by Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and who put the seal? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a complete. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we are submission, we are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are Muslim. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide all of us, our entire progeny. We continue with this mission. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divert about the Ka'batullah, the first house, the Qibla. These are the verses Sayaqul, the second Jews, the first part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the changing of the Qibla. When it comes to the changing of the Qibla, ulama karam has says the first Qibla, there's a difference of opinion which was the first Qibla. Some say the first Qibla was Baytullah al-Haram. Then Allah changed that to Masjid al-Aqsa. And then Allah changed it back to the again, to the same origin. Same origin. That's why Allah says this is the first house, Baytullah, awwal bayt. So from Adam alayhi salam, time of Adam alayhi salam, till the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, people who went there, they worshipped there, they faced towards the Baytullah al-Haram. And then after Ishaq alayhi salam, the Masjid al-Aqsa was established, then the Qibla was changed towards the Masjid al-Aqsa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined, how beautiful it is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummat of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have faced both the Qibla. Both the Qibla. Masjid al-Aqsa and then Baytullah al-Haram. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always pray when he's in Haram in a specific location where both the Qibla is faced. Ka'batullah and then Masjid al-Aqsa together, where he never used to stand in a direction where Masjid al-Aqsa is behind his back. Allahu Akbar. So both the Qibla is combined together. So we as a Muslim Ummah, it's very important. At the moment Masjid al-Aqsa, the matter of Masjid al-Aqsa is not an affair of people of Palestine. Masjid al-Aqsa is an affair of the Ummah. Affair of the Ummah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on a journey of Isra and Mi'raj. And the journey of Isra ends in Masjid al-Aqsa. And the journey of Mi'raj started from Masjid al-Aqsa to the seventh heaven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unified it. MashaAllah, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have lots of young ulamas. One of the beautiful historical presentation from October 7th and then onwards when we were in January, that we had two sessions in this masjid with the, you know, help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the support of all the ulamas. A beautiful historical record with regard to Masjid al-Aqsa. And those presentation is presented. It's very important that we learn about it. We learn about it. In our hearts, we give equal place. لا نفرق بين أحد من الرسل. We don't divide between any prophet. Similarly, in our heart, there is an equal place to all these masajids. And then we see in social media so many stories of, you know, they're going to destroy after they slaughter the red heifer. That's what's happened. They're waiting for 2,000 years. All those stories, whatever it is, we don't know. Whatever it is, we don't know. But Allah knows every single thing. And then they're going to destroy the masjid and they're going to build the temple of Solomon. Allahu Akbar. Sulaiman alayhi salam build the place which was revived, like how Ibrahim alayhi salam revived, which Adam alayhi salam laid it. Sulaiman alayhi salam revived, which his great 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 grandfather Ishaq alayhi salam established Masjid al-Aqsa. Same foundation. Same foundation. He's one of our prophets. He's the prophets of every, you know, human being who believe in the prophets and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever said and done, sometimes we get carried away with all these narrations and stories and Israeliyat. But even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the signs of Day of Qiyamah, it's some of our youngsters are very, they are very inquisitive about Ashratu Sa'ah, to know what is it, what is it. But prophetic way of answering it, when Jibreel alayhi salam came and asked, what is Masa'ah? What is the time? The final time. the time. That's what it says. That is the end. That is the sa'a. That is the time when the waqi'a. Iza waqa'atil waqi'a. Al-haqqatu mal-haqqa. All this is what he's saying. The reality. That's the time. Iza zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. All this. This is Quran speaks about that time. The world comes to an end at that time. And the signs of it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is asking have more knowledge about it than the one who has been asked. And then give few description, few signs. He did not go detailly elaborate on when it comes with regard to this. And but sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, gave us remedy. The Dajjal will come and don't get confused, go away, carried away with this talk. Make sure that you memorize the first few verses of Surah Al-Kahf. So Allah will give protection for you from the Dajjal. And read every Friday the entire Surah Al-Kahf. Allah will grant you protection from the Dajjal. Right? Allah will give you protection. And then the dua sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, that Allahumma inna na'udhu bika what? Min fitnatil mahya wal mamat wa min fitnatil masihi dajjal. Min fitnatil masihi dajjal. Bi shawafi'a has been, you know, preferred to read in at-tahiyyat some of the du'as. In one of the du'a is this. One of the du'as is after the end of durood at-tahiyyat, in the end part. Min fitnatil mahya wal mamat wa min fitnatil masihi dajjal. Wallah protect us from the protection, you know, the calamity, the trial and fitna of Dajjal, because it is the greatest fitna, because our iman will be tested, and many people who are weak in their iman, they may lose their iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our entire progeny. So my respected brothers, we will continue our discussion inshaAllah. Today is a Thursday, tomorrow Yawmul Jum'ah, so we have mashaAllah on Saturday, we have a khatam tomorrow night on our second, I mean tonight actually. Tonight, our second Taraweeh Khatam is there. So, brothers, if you can participate, because Khatm al-Quran is a time. We are tabi'oon and taba tabi'oon. Many pious people, they have said, they have found one experience in their whole life. Whenever they do a Khatam, and whatever they have asked after that, Allah have granted it. So, it's a moment of dua. It's a moment that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa Huffaz did the Khatam. And many people who stood and listened and did the khatam. It's khatam al-istima'i. There is khatam al-qira'ah. You know, the khatam al-tilawa. That means you read the Quran and do khatam. And we have done too. Some of us have read the Quran and done the khatam. And inshallah, those who stood right through, they have done what? Khatam bil-istima'ah. Where they listened to every single word, went through Allahu Akbar. So entire Quran, all the words, was heard. So keep that and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the entire ummah. Make dua for yourself, your family, your community, humanity in large, the Muslim ummah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine. So these days, months of, you know, it's a dua. So let us make use of this opportunity. And Saturday night, inshallah, we will have the khatam of the first Taraweeh. That's also very important, significant night for us. It's going to be an odd night. Tonight is going to be an odd night as well. So it's a 25th night. There's a great possibility of, you know, having Laylatul Qadr. I'll conclude this. I was just listening to one of my teachers, you know, I was actually reading it. It's beautifully saying that Allah said greater than 1,000 months. So that means the greatness is not limited to 1,000. See the beauty. The greatness is not limited to the minimum, the bottom level is what? 1,000. So it can be above that. Allahu Akbar. It's depend on our iman. It's the bottom is, it will never go below 1,000. It will never go below 1,000. But there is a possibility it can be 1,500, 1,100, it can be 2,000, 3,000, based on our ikhlas and taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the highest, inshaAllah. Whatever, whoever has been rewarded, may Allah grant them highest. And I'm going to teach you one dua. This dua actually came into my mind. I think I reminded you all when I came on the last visit as well. So I said, it is the amana. Myself and my son was doing tawaf last year. Allah blessed me and my son to go for hajj together. It's a beautiful experience, you know, father and son doing tawaf together. I could picture this, you know, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. May Allah accept us. May Allah grant all of us ikhlas. I'm just saying that, I'm sharing that experience with you all. Going around, my son asked me a question. He said, Dad, from time of Adam alayhi salam till today, how many millions of billions of people would have come to this place and would have done tawaf? Allahu Akbar. And how many du'as they would have asked? How much of du'a going around the entire tawaf? People walk around. In tawaf, what do we do? We just do adhkar and du'a. That's it. Right? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. We purify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we come around. And we do Rabbana atina fi dunya. We're going around. Millions of billions of people have made du'a. Allahu Akbar. And then immediately I said, oh son, it's a beautiful dua we can make. Ask Allah, wallah, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till today and till the day of Qiyamah, all the righteous people who came unto this place, who have done tawaf, and whatever good they have asked, wallah, grant that goodness for us. In one sentence, you have summarized the entire dua of the humanity. Allahu Akbar. And wallah, whatever harm they seek protection from. And Rasulullah used to love to make dua and tasbih, zikr, praise in a summarized verse. Not dragging. He liked to summarize things. And then whatever seek protection, wallah, protect us. So my humble request for all of you in this Ramadan, use this method of asking wallah from the time of Adam alayhi salam till today. Whoever have reached the ninth month of Ramadan, and whatever dua they have asked, whoever happened to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr, and whatever good they have asked, and that you have accepted it, Allah, grant that for me, for my family, my community, my ummah, humanity, Allah, and seek protection from it. So it's a very summarized way of asking the dua of all those pious people's dua. Come into one word with all our specified dua we ask. Maybe try to conclude with this, so that will become, you know, it's very easy and it is put together, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing our heart. May Allah accept all our good deeds. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.